Hello. And my name's Nate, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. The name of this show is Fast and Loose. The name of this band is Air France. Due to some requests, they will become relevant later. And I am stoked because today, apparently, allegedly, we're going to hit the 70s. We did yesterday. And the sun is shining, and there's still a ton of snow, and folks are doing that thing, which I guess is legal in Somerville, but illegal in Medford, which is like, when it's really warm, you can shovel snow onto the street so that it melts. People still do that everywhere, every place. But apparently it's okay and even encouraged. Shout out to, I think it's Brian Wilson. I think it's Mayor Brian Wilson of Somerville. Who like makes these short videos, like just man on the street type, like shoveling slush into the street type things, or like whenever else there's like other things going on. He's like a real directly communicate with my constituents type of person, which I'm for. Also, Brian Wilson, you know, great name. Cool. I got some music. I've got some other stuff. And I'm just going to tell you this. The next break, I'm going to tell you why your boy is back.
As we're together, we can set sail to the night. late, you feel your heart begin to work, and now you're all dressed up, of course, and hailing cabs out of your door. On 14th Street, I feel my head between my knees, an orange swimming through the cheese, an orange swimming through the cheese. Where could I go? What could I do? Put in this state, my lips and eyes give me the way, and now there's nothing I can say. No, I'm pulled away, I see another. Myself, it's found true love and happiness to sit and smoke down the jet for two boys, one to kiss your neck and one to bring you back, just get you out of bed when you're so from the night before, from knocking at my door, your head against the floorboards. Two boys, one to love you sweetly, wander so discreetly, never. Before I leave, I want to try to go back in time to just that moment in my life. I should have spoke up, but I lied. As I sat there with my jaw open and I smiled, he pulled his sweater off and tried to explain how I've given up on that. I'm pulled away, I see another of myself who's found true love and happiness to sit and smoke beyond the chair. Beside the bed, I read this past week's New Yorker and watch him paint Antarctica, watch him paint Antarctica. Two boys, one to kiss your neck and one to bring you breakfast, get you out of bed when you're sore from the night before, from knocking on my door, your head against the floorboards. Two boys, one to love you sweetly, one does so discreetly, never.
Okay, I don't know how that sounded to you. In the studio, it sounded very strange. I'm gonna say that. It's because there's like a real, so that Mitski song that I just played, In a Lake, beautiful song. I was playing it, and then it gets soft and then it ends with this sort of great crescendo. In the studio, I don't know. Also, there's been just like, it's just hard to know. Oh yeah. Yeah, we've got some feedback issues. I'm gonna talk to the old ops groupioni about that. Because that was the headphone somehow feeding back. And I hear it a little bit too, like there's a little bit of an echo. You know, go ahead and text me if there's an echo. Also, before that, played Bike Dream by Rostam. A song that might as well just be a song that I should have like a little thing where it's like, you know, you should play the song every so often. And that's one of the songs I should play every so often. And then Klein, an electronica song called Water, bringing us an electronica song called Water Flow. A song that I heard at the end of a Peloton workout that I was doing in my basement during the really like, I don't know. Sounds clear. Great, great, Bix. That's great. During the terrible snowstorms, and then it's like a hit workout. This is me, you know, bragging, I guess. I don't know. I'm doing these hit workouts, and then at the end, it goes from like the most intense thing of all time, where it's like, hey, we're just gonna do burpees for 40 seconds, you know, and just we're just gonna as fast as you can, and then you know you're like, freaking, the shroud of darkness like descends over your eyes, and then like, all right, great, we're done. Go ahead and get up onto your knees and like put one foot up and like, you know, do like Warrior Two, and you're like, it's not gonna happen. But then this song was playing, Water Flow, and I was like, this song is great. Find this, and it's so funny because it coincides with a lot of what I listen to anyway. But since it's under electronica, the various like places in my life are never gonna sort of pick it up. Anyway. I teased this. I'm just going to say it. 9:15 is about the time. I'm back. The person that you know before you that makes really like hyper-local useless media is back with another place. I have, as of yesterday evening, been confirmed to get a column in the local Medford newspaper. Gotta know Medford. Is it a new? It's a newspaper. It exists only online as a web. Like subscribe only newsletter, but it basically is all we have left of like local reporting. It's if you want to know what's going on with the government, with like random stuff opening, with like this is where we got high school sports scores. You're just like, oh yeah, the hockey team that made the Greater Boston, you know, championships, all of that stuff. Is now like it's all online and there's a website, but then also it's like a newsletter, and I love it. I get a couple of them every day, you know, there's opinion pieces, all that kind of stuff. And so, as you know, as longtime listeners of this show, you know, the three to four people that listen to the show know, I used to have a column in the Tufts Daily called Somerville with Townie Tim. This is me like outing myself, I guess, is that I had written under that epithet for so long that it's like, was that actually, you know, Who is Townie Tim? That was, everyone was asking that question, and it was really great. It was a real, you know, Lady Whistledown situation. And I've gone back and I was reading those. Anyway, I was like, you know what? Let's dust off the old chops and offer a free column. And I emailed him a little while back. I wrote a couple samples. Again, hyper local humorous takes. And then this is me telling you that I am doing that now. And it's the instead of Townie Tim, the ostensible old like townie that was sort of complaining about things around here changing, that was the voice with which I wrote, you know, a real place that I could occupy. It was also too, like, I guess it was also like, hey, you know, if you probably just moved here, which everyone just moved to Somerville, you know, this is me telling you how things work around here. And it is really funny because you can go back and a lot of the things I talk about are completely changed. There's a really fun article about the old Powderhouse Square that is, they have changed it all. And so a lot of it just doesn't apply anymore, but it's really great as like a time capsule. Anyway, hopefully that happens again, where I write sort of quickly archaic takes about Medford. And the title and the theme is I saw recently it's the 205th anniversary of Paul Revere. And nothing is more Medford than somebody going through Medford. And so, like riding through Medford. It's Medford, unfortunately, and we're trying to change this, has become a cut through in some cases. And so I took on, I was like, what if it was somebody writing back to Paul Revere? And so the names of the articles are Dear Paul Revere, and they're all about different things. We're updating our, I think the line I have is like updating our famous fleeting guest with the all the details of modern life in Medford. And so I don't know when they're going to start coming out. I probably should have waited, but I probably should have waited until they actually start getting published, but there's about three, I think, in ready to be thrown out there. And then I'm excited because just writing stuff, even like last night I had an idea and I wrote, and then like last night I was trying to sleep and I was like thinking of funny things, and my idea list is pretty long. And so it's just great. I, again, having this like a little 500 words to write, on whatever basis they will let me write them, is just so much fun. So anyway, that combined with my existing media empire, you know, this show, we're talking like a pretty significant influence among local politics. I only imagine it's a matter of time before I get invited to sort of these closed door dinners where we just sort of figure out what's going to happen with like Salem Street, you know. And it's like, you know, I know what the voters want, but here's what we're going to do. I imagine that's happening. And I imagine that they're probably, if not last night, then today, having a discussion about like, we need to get Nate from Fast and Loose, Dear Paul Revere. We get him in the fold. So that's great. I think that it's really fun that it's not fun that a lot of local media has gone away. I think it's really fun that there's just like opportunities. And certainly too, when you make like this sort of stand of like, you know, I'm going to live here, I'm going to live in Medford, and this is the place, and I love it here, that I think accentuating a lot of our local news with sort of like, I don't know, like just sort of local takes on certain things, like parking or snowing or traffic. Oh, I have the master article, the real like magnum opus of Dear Paul Revere is when I go through sort of my top five intersections in Medford. Just sort of talking about how like it's nuts. It's not, you can have driven across the entire world, you know, through every land bridge there is, and then sort of arrive into Medford and realize that you have no idea what you're doing. That there is nothing in your previous experience as a motorist will help you navigate what is before you here. And there's like five different intersections. And I made one as a joke in one of these articles. And I was like, you know what? That's a whole one. That's a whole series of like, let's just talk about the intersection of Governor's Ave and High Street. Let's talk about the place where High Street goes over the train tracks in West Medford. Let's just talk about that. Let's just talk about whoever built that, where the Dunkin' Donuts is an insane person. Anyway. I have a lot more really fun songs to play for you, and I have a lot more other things that I'm going to talk about, and that's great. And, you know, maybe this is going to be what we talk about.
Been saying you're sophisticated. And the sun is passing. passing across the campus, past professors, passing now beside us. How am I supposed to pretend I never want to see you again? Oh, how am I supposed to pretend I never want to see you again?
Hey, what's up? Oh my gosh. The Water by Ra Ra Riot and Rostam. A song that's like, you falsetto. Spent the second part. So I talked out. Oh my gosh. It is. Oh my god. Oh yeah. That's, I was belting that out in the studio here. I love that song. And then, for those uninitiated and also given to me by friend of the show, Jordan, Campus, the original version by Rostam, also played right before that. Really fun, really orchestral. And that's the best thing was the text that he sent where he's like, this is a big deal for people like us. And I was like, you know, that's my team. If only you could have that. If only we could represent ourselves with some sort of jersey, you know, on out there in the world. But yeah, that's the team I'm on for sure. I played the Adults Are Talking, which is, you know, great. I also have, there's a song that was given to me earlier too by somebody. I'm sure who told me about that. If anybody knows about Mount Erie, there's like a really sad song called Real Death that I just have. I think I saved it because I didn't want to lose it. So I saved it to this playlist. And I don't know if I'm going to play it because I don't know how sad it is. But it's sort of this like, I don't know, this happens. The two places I save things are in playlists and then also texting my wife. And so at least, you know, now, almost 12 years in, that it's like, if she just gets a text that just says like, 900 lumens, 3100K. That's me trying to remember the type of light bulb I should get for our bathroom, and just leaves it. Also, that goes both ways too, because our grocery list is essentially an edited text message between the two of us that we're going back and forth. And then the problem is it's not sorted. Another quick thing I wanted to update you guys on. I got to do something today that I rarely get to do, which is I used the downstairs bathroom in Curtis Hall. And I was thinking that bathroom has been very important to me over the years, especially during one particular emergency when I was running through Boston Ave. That bathroom was a lifesaver, absolute lifesaver. Curtis Hall, no bathroom is the same. And I would say that there are at least two bathrooms in this building that are like really great, especially considering, you know, like we live sort of in a world of architectural cowardice, especially on campus. Not so much. I mean, sort of here sometimes, because when they rebuild buildings, it's like glass and concrete. And I've definitely said this before on this program. But the really cool thing about Curtis Hall and just a lot of old buildings here is that there's sort of everything sort of shoehorned together, and I think what that gets is this really like cozy bathroom feeling. And so I think it's cool to be on campus and then also sort of be like, you know, this could also be in a six-person apartment in East Somerville. And something about too the orientation of the downstairs bathroom, it's very like warm. Go ahead and shout out. Go ahead and text me if a warm bathroom is good. I feel like the answer is yes, always. Like, yes, always. But, like, because I guess the alternative is cold bathroom. Yeah. It's a little warm and it's a little cramped. I'll tell you that, too. And then my favorite thing about the bathroom up here is that the paper towels that are stocked in the bathroom on studio level. There's two really fun studio bathrooms here. And it's like a music venue where there's all kinds of like writing and like graffiti and pictures and stickers and whatever on the walls. It's really fun. But unlike a venue bathroom, it's not absolutely disgusting. And so it's kind of like you get the best of both worlds. And then the paper towels, I like blow my nose in the paper towels, like the really rough high school chemistry class paper towels here, and for some reason that like it really just it gets everything out. So I think there's that warmth, good if not humid. I would say yeah, even a humid bathroom I would take. Like I don't care, I'm in there, you know. But that's I think that's a huge thing. And then smells can also happen in warm bathrooms. That's a great point. You got to really know what you're doing if you're operating a warm bathroom. Not impossible, just know what you're doing. So yeah, shout out to Curtis Hall and all the wonderful places to go to the bathroom in here. And I'm gonna get back a little bit to what I'm doing, and that's playing music for you here on Fast and Loose. I gotta cut back in for a PSA at some point, but I don't even know what that's gonna be. Thanks for listening. Hopefully, it's really heating up where you are. Hey, got a PSA for you about fresh fruit. Looking for something sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots. B is for black cherries. C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have many more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin on fruits, like apples, can be a terrific source of healthy cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. Wait for it. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. A is for apricots. B and C are for black cherries. And this is great because it's right next to the dried fruit PSA, which has also attained mythological status here in the studio. This one, have I read this one before? It's great. It's just like the writing style is so good. Because it's just like, there's M dashes. It's a real run-on sentence, which is like, that's like a real trapdoor if you're reading it for the first time. Which, like, most copy here at the studio is just like, wow, what's this? This isn't NPR. I'm not glancing through these rundowns so I can get my intonation right. It's just like, oh, another comma? Great. This is great. Anyway, eat fruit, for sure. And then also, shout out to Bex, our loyal listener. And talking about the winter and being sad that the winter is going, I feel like that's a really unpopular opinion. It's like not liking dogs, of being like, oh, I'm going to miss the winter. Because everyone's like, oh my God, I got to get rid of the snow. But it's like, and I said this just now to them, I feel nostalgic for winter in ways that I do not feel nostalgic for other parts of the year. In the fall, I definitely am just like, oh, I'm looking forward to like the fall and apple picking and sort of whatever else. But I'm not like, oh man, take me back there. The winter, it's just like, man, if I didn't read all my novels, I'm not maybe going to get a chance to go back. Because summer, that's the time. You got to harvest the hay, right? The winter is when you really hunker down and you get those translated foreign classics because you just have time. There's nothing else going. You can lock in, you know, and you can make your little chart of all the names because you keep forgetting. Anyway, more songs, a few more songs on the way.
and I can't forget it. But I'm a different.
Telegraph your passes, you'll end up with molasses. Cauterize in syrup, and syrup and molasses. And I'm checking out the asses, the assets that attract us to anything that moves. We're deep inside the grooves, and it's time to shake the rations, cause someone's gonna cash in. The plotter turns again, the reference starts at 10. Well, show me a word that rhymes with pavement, and I will kill your parents and roast them on a spit. And don't you try to etch it or permanently sketch it, or you're gonna catch a bad, bad cold. And the freaks have stormed the White House. I moved into a lighthouse. It's on a scenic way. It's so, so far away, far away from the beginning. The shroud is made of linen. The yearling took the purse. The goth kid has a hearse. Heartbreaking, earthquaking, kiwis, they are home baking. Minds wide open, truly. Leisure, a leisure suit is nothing. It's nothing to be proud of in this late century. And I'm asking you to hold me just like the morning paper. Pinch between your pointer, your index and your thumb. It's a semi. Believers are ecstatic. You see the way they cling. The cold
All right, I am ending or coming to the end of my time here on Fast and Loose, WMFO in Medford. It's been a wonderful day, really, truly. Played Dark Days by Sylvanesso with local natives. That's their song. Sylvanesso is just like in there on it. And I played that because that's a summer song, and it's a summer song that we can all just be on board with. And Horse Girl by Overcoats. And then, of course, Harness Your Hopes by Pavement. That song will never not rock. And then I'm playing Always by Junip, which, like, if you remember from last summer, I think Junip was, like, the band of the summer, declared by me. And anyway, I think I'm going to end in the way that I did this last week, and I just really like the way that this goes. You should stick around for music you might otherwise miss. TK in studio here for the next 2 hours, and just get out there East Coast, which is, I think, broadly the audience is on the East Coast, the audience broadly, the 3 to 2 people that listen to the show, East Coasters. Great. See you next week.